Yes, we used to talk about queers along with pansies and fairies when I was, say, in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
And gay, of course, is the one that's only come to mean that in what about the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a terrible time expunging that delightful word from my from my vocabulary, because it means like our hearts were young and gay, meaning happy and almost carefree, you know. Spoiling a perfectly delightful word like that. Terrible. I liked it better when they were queer.
And someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things...
Stubborn and hard-headed.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Someone who's just sensitive. You'd say that he's...
humorless? Serious?
Or say something...
dull?
If something had happened...
A square?
Uh-huh. Something had happened to embarrass him. You say, well, don't tease him about that. Because on that subject, he's still a little bit...
well, sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But sensitive can mean good things, too. Sensitive can mean sensing other people's moods and understanding and that sort of thing. It can mean a real awareness of nature, not necessarily just being thin-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Thin-skinned is the kind of sensitive that question would...
do you ever use the terms touches or touchy or...?
Touchy, yes.
And you'd say...
mostly saying not so much that a person is touchy, but that a subject is very touchy with them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset.
Or all of a sudden he got really...
angry.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just...
calm down.
And if you'd been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions?
Worn out? Mostly tired.
And say if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
discovered they were sick, or came ill, or what have you?
Or when was it that they... what sick? When was it that they...
got sick.
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in sneezing and everything, you'd say he...
catching a cold.
Or if that had happened, yesterday he...
caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have
he coughed.
Huh?
Had a cough, huh?
And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Oh, yes, you can pass away. That's probably the most you say, we're so sorry you lost your dear one, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away is probably the most common, or the one I'd think of first.
What about a crude or joking way of saying that?
Kicked off, you mean, or kicked the bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of. Mm-hmm.
And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Graveyard.
And what they put the body in.
Grave.
Or
casket.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Coffin.
Which of those terms would you probably use? With a cemetery or graveyard or...
I think I would use them interchangeably, and probably depending upon when you're actually talking about the funeral itself and you're thinking about the services and everything, casket is what you think of, because I think that's what the funeral directors like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But coffin is an older term, and I think you would always refer to the pine box that people used to be laid in as a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the fancy things that come away now go along with their own
mm-hmm.
language, it's a casket. But either one is fairly much interchangeable today.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony is called
the funeral services.
And if people
or the funeral.
If people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.